it's time for Living Thunder.
And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God.
Living Thunder.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody to Living Thunder. This is your host, Ken Goto, and for the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian, contemporary, and Christian rock music. And also, I'd like to remind everybody that not only can you listen to us on Sunday mornings on the radio from 8 to 10, now you can also go to WPXE1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand at any time on any day of the week. So, how about if we kick this morning off with one by Elevation Worship? It's a song called Rattle, Celebrating Easter. No better song to kick off Easter than a song called Rattle by Elevation, celebrating that Christ is alive, and Christ, through Christ, we can be alive. What an awesome God that we have, celebrating that He is alive and risen. And because He is alive and risen, we can have a personal relationship with Him. We can have a personal walk with the Father because of what Jesus Christ accomplished upon the cross and then rising from the grave right now. I'd like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services, and Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, I'm going to give you one by Aaron Schust, and it's a song called Risen Today.
Of man and angels say, how
Hey, hope everybody out there is having a great Easter morning already. Celebrating Easter because we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we can now have life in Him. Wow, what an awesome gift that He has given. All because He conquered sin and death by rising from the grave, we now can have that walk with Him. Leads us into our next song by Emerson Day, and it's a song called Grave Robber.
He won after heaven's silence. Finally got him gone, but the battle wasn't finished. Then a breath broke the silence. Then the sound of a lion echoed from hell to the heavens. The sun is risen.
You see, guys, today and every day, we can celebrate being made new, being made alive in Christ Jesus, because first, God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus, His only Son. And then Christ Jesus took our sin to the cross, personally carried Him there, nailed Him to the cross. He poured out His blood so our sin could be forgiven. But He rose from the grave after 3 days, conquering sin and death, so that we can be alive in Him. That's why today and every day we can celebrate Jesus, because He accomplished everything for us because of His love for us. You see, we can celebrate because we are made new in Him. This free gift of salvation was, well, it was only made possible because Christ became the perfect sacrifice so we could once again have that walk with the Father to prepare a way for us to be in His kingdom. Hebrews 10:1 says, "The old system under the law of Moses was only a shadow, a dim preview of the good things to come, not the good things themselves. The sacrifices under that system were repeated again and again, year after year, but they were never able to provide perfect cleansing for those who came to worship." But you see, because of the love that the Father had for each and every one of us, and still has, He gave a sinless, spotless lamb for a one-time sacrifice. And that spotless lamb was His one and only Son, Christ Jesus. Hebrews 9:11 through 14 says this, "So Christ has now become the high priest over all the good things that have come. He has entered that greater, more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which was not made by human hands and is not part of this created world. With His own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, He entered the most holy place once for all time and securing our redemption forever. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of heifers could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our conscience from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered Himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sin." You see, it was Christ who became that perfect sacrifice so we could be set free from the bondage of sin, so that we could be made new and made whole in Jesus' name, so that we could experience what life is, to have life more abundant, to know what it feels like to have that burden of sin lifted from you and have a true joy that fills our soul because He anoints us with the Holy Spirit, the power of the living God living within us. That was only possible because of Christ, the perfect sacrifice. God made that possible for us to have that walk with Him. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Selah, and it's a song called Christ, the Perfect Sacrifice.
Christ, the perfect sacrifice, He was God before all time. First a babe of virgin birth, then a child with pain like mine. See Him opening the scroll, see Him be obedient still. Christ, the perfect sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice. Not a fault was found in Him, yet He stood condemned to die, gave Himself for sinful man. Hear His cries of anguish ring, hear forgiveness on His breath. He who is the sacrifice, wrapped and laid within a tomb. stone would seal the door. Darkness fell with deepest gloom. Then the morning light would break. Then the triumph song was born. As he walked out of the grave on that glorious Easter morn. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed Savior we adore.
You see, because Christ Jesus was the perfect sacrifice who conquered sin and death, when he rose from the grave, we understand and know there is only one who is worthy of all our praise, all our worship, and all our glory. Psalms 145:3 says this, "Great is the Lord, he is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. There is no one who is greater than him." Revelations 4:10, 4-8 says, "The 24 elders fell down and worshiped the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne and say, each of these living beings had six wings, and their wings were covered all over with eyes, inside and out, day after night, day and night after night. They keep on saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The one who is, the one who was, and is still to come." What an awesome God that we have. One day, those who are in Christ Jesus will be able to lay their crowns before his feet. Revelations 5:12 says, "And they sang in a mighty chorus, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.'" Guys, we need to live each day for his glory. You see, because there is no other who is worthy of all our praise, all our worship, our life should be a life of worship to him alone. That means putting him first in all things. That's what it means to have that walk with him, to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to be obedient to him, is to put him first in all things. because He is worthy of it all. It leads us into our next song. It's by C.C. Winans, and it's a song called Worthy of It All.
Yeah.
guys. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday celebrating Easter today. Right now, we got one by Josiah Queen. I am Barabbas.
They said this preacher man comes from Galilee. There's something so absurd that he deserved to serve my penalty. How can it be? I know I've done my wrong, cause doing wrong is something I do well. I know the court of law, and something like this doesn't ring a bell. How can it be? How can it be? I am Barabbas, you took upon my cross. I was a prisoner till you bought my bond with blood. And I can't run away from what my accusers say. Cause I am Barabbas, made me sit right there as I watched them beat that preacher man. 39 of all them lashes should have been on my own skin. How can it be? How can it be? Oh, I am Barabbas, you took upon my cross. I was a prisoner till you bought my body. What my accusers say. Cause I am Barabbas, I am Barabbas, your understand the repercussions of my every sin. Is this love or is this hatred flowing out from bitterness? How can it be? But he looked at me and I said, I am Barabbas, you took upon the cross. I was that prisoner till you bought my bond. Cause I am Barabbas. Oh, I am Barabbas. I am Barabbas, your friend.
Thank you.
That's a little bit of Crowder for you. Song called Golgotha Hill, King of Love. You know, it's a song that truly reminds us of how long that road must have been as he carried that cross. You know, we have to remember that he was mutilated before he carried that cross. There was probably no skin on his back. His ribs were probably even shown because, you see, the whips that they used had, well, like bone and metal in them to rip flesh. And so Isaiah tells us that he was beaten beyond recognition. But he still carried our cross because, you see, he took our place. And how long that road must have been. But he is the King of Love, and he chose to lay his life upon that cross and to pour out his blood so that our sin could be forgiven. Jesus made that possible. And before he went to the cross, we sat around in the upper room and he ate with the disciples. And what he done was he broke bread with them. And he said, every time, do this in remembrance of me. And that's what we are to do. We are, as we meet together, to do in remembrance of him by taking partaking of the bread and the wine, and remembering that it was Christ Jesus who gave it all. And when we meet again in heaven, it's when we will break bread again. It leads us in our next song. It's by Pat Barrett. It's a song called How We Remember.
On the night you were betrayed, you took the bread, you gave thanks, and then you said, this is me, broken for you. In the same way you took the cup, your new covenant of love, and you said, this is me, poured out for you. This is me, poured out for you. What a saving grace, what a gift of love, this is how.
You see, we remember because of what Christ Jesus accomplished upon the cross. And when he rose from the grave, he conquered sin and death, which meant that all our debts were canceled. You see, it's a free gift from God, salvation that only comes through Jesus Christ. It's about being made new in the Spirit of God. And you see, it's a free gift, and all we have to do is call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Believe on him. Believe that he went to the cross, that he poured out his blood, and he rose from the grave. Ask him to forgive you of your sin, and ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life. And, well, you will experience forgiveness like never before. You will experience a mercy and a grace like never before. You will experience a love like you've never felt in your entire life. When your debt is canceled and you ask for that forgiveness and receive His grace, that burden of sin is lifted from you because He anoints you with the Holy Spirit. And He says, your debts are canceled. It's covered with the blood of my Son, Jesus Christ. My prayer today is that you're having that walk with Jesus, that you're experiencing His forgiveness, His grace, and His mercy. But if you're not today, I ask that you would open your life to Jesus. Allow your heart to be soft and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your life. And ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life today. And experience what it means to have life and have life more abundant. It's only found in Him. It leads us into our next song. It's by Stephen McWhirter. It's a song called All Debts Canceled.
To the broken hearted, to the ones in bondage, here is the good news, the year of Jubilee. We proclaim your favor and we dance in freedom. The good news, the year of Jubilee. You took away my sin. I can't repay what you did. I start to pray.
Forevermore, 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 forev
I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Today, we are celebrating Easter. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Todd Agnew, and it's a song called God Undefeatable.
Behold the King who conquered and overcame our sin. Behold our glorious victor, whose mercy knows no end. He is true, he is right. Death is broken, he is alive. God undefeatable, kingdom unshakable. In majesty and power you reign. Love undeniable, matchless and bountiful. To awaken us to life, you came.
There is only one true God who is undefeatable. He is Yahweh. And today we celebrate that God came in the flesh through Jesus Christ, and he personally carried our sin to the cross, poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin, rose from the grave, conquering sin and death. And now we can be alive in him. You see, guys, all the glory belongs to him. To him alone. Leads us in our next song by Corey Miller. Glory Belongs.
His eyes ablaze with holy flames. Behold the coming King, the name above all names. His word alive, pure and divine. And when he speaks, there's nothing anyone could say.
You see, there's a reason why all glory belongs to him. You see, when we look at the free gift of salvation being made new in Christ Jesus, well, we understand that, well, that he took my place and he took your place. That he went through the greatest pain ever known to mankind. Even going through all that, there was something even greater of a weight that he carried, And that was the sin of all mankind. The deepest sorrow and grief he could carry. The only sinless, spotless Lamb of God who took our sin in his own body to the cross. Isaiah 53, 3 through 5 says this, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hid their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." You see, it's all because of Christ Jesus that we can be alive, that we can have forgiveness of sin, so that we can have a hope for all eternity. 1 Peter 2:24 says he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. You know, when we think about everything that he went through upon that cross and going to the cross, the biggest weight that he carried was that he personally carried our sins in his own body on the cross. The spotless Lamb of God, well, became sin for us because he took our sin. In 1 Peter 1:18 through 19, it says, "For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which loses their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. That's the dear price that was paid for my sin and your sin. Even by reading and hearing that by his wounds we are healed, we can't fathom what our Lord and Savior went through so that we could be healed and made whole. We can't fathom the kind of pain and sorrow and agony that he went through to display the love that he has for the Father and all mankind. He did it for each and every one of us so that we could be with him for all eternity. What an awesome God that we have." It leads us into our next song, and it's a song by Zach Williams, and it's a song called "By His Wounds."
When I couldn't find redemption in a bar, when I couldn't find salvation in a song, when everything I had had hit rock bottom, and everyone I ever knew was gone, and there was mercy waiting for me, shadows binding up this bruised and broken soul, and he said, "Leave behind that man of constant sorrow," and he wrote my name in the greatest story told. And on that old rugged cross where my Savior wore my scars, perfect love destroyed my fears, and that eternity of fears had been swallowed forever by his wounds, and all mine are healed. Now my death's been playing fool is no more answer. This forgiveness flowing from his hands, and by his torn and flesh and bone is redeeming, and a sinner is no longer who I am.
You see, guys, we see his display of full love poured out when he laid his life upon the cross. We see the perfect sacrifice when his blood was poured out for my sin and yours. But you see, he didn't stop there. He was buried, and on the third day arose, conquering sin and death. And because of his victory, we now can have victory over sin and death in Christ Jesus alone. I mean, when we see the picture of the resurrection, we but stand in awe. Matthew 28:2-7 says, "Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a deep faint. Then the angel spoke to the woman, 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He has risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you.'" You see, because Christ is resurrected, those who are in Christ will be resurrected to life. Life eternal that's only found in Christ Jesus today. Celebrate today that Christ is risen. Celebrate today that you have a hope for all eternity. Celebrate today that we will be with him for all eternity. Those who are in Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Phil Wickham, and it's a song called "Christ is Risen."
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. For I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave.
From the grave. Oh, death,
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are celebrating Easter today. I want to welcome everybody. If you're just joining us, and we are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Torrin Wells. Thank you for the cross.
Two things, the perfect Lamb of God between a broken hearted mother at his feet, the pain of it all for me. The earth shakes, darkness falls, the Father hides his face, his body hits the dust of a borrowed grave. You paid it all for me, for me.
Acquainted with our sorrow. you're suffering for our freedom.
You see, because of the blood of Jesus poured out for the forgiveness of sin, well, he gave the free gift of salvation. And because of this, well, I owe my life to him. All my praise to him. All glory to him. All worship to him. A life of honor to my Lord and Savior. You see, he took my place. And he took your place so that we could have a way, well, to the Father, to be with him for all eternity, to have a freedom from sin and have abundant life that's only found in him. 1 John 5:1-8 says this, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know we love God's children if we love God and obey his commandments. Loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus Christ was revealed as God's Son by his baptism in water and by shedding his blood on the cross, not by water only, but by water and blood. And the Spirit, who is truth, confirms it with his testimony. So we have these three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And all three agree. You know, guys, to be made new in the Spirit of God is to place your faith alone in Jesus Christ, believing that he paid it all upon the cross, that he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death. Knowing that we can have victory now that's only found in him. It says we know we love God's children if we love God and obey his commandments. It says loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. You see, it comes down to living a life of obedience to him. Obedience doesn't save us. We're saved by God's grace, but because of his great love for us and because of our love for him, our worship to him, well, we should want to live that life of obedience to honor him so that he receives all glory and honor by the way we live and the way we act. You see, it was Jesus' blood that was poured out so that we could have the opportunity to once again have that walk with the Father. And because of the blood of Christ Jesus, my sin and your sin is forgiven. And all we have to do is call upon the name of Jesus Christ and be forgiven. Will you call upon his name today? Will you receive grace that's everlasting, a hope that's eternal, a rest for your soul, and a peace to carry you through every situation in your life? You see, guys, that's only found in Christ Jesus today. It's about opening your heart. It's about opening your life to him and asking him to be Lord and Savior of your life. Then going and living, proclaiming him Lord and Savior of your life. It's all because of his blood. It leads us in our next song. It's by Life Worship. And it's a song called Jesus' Blood. We'll sing. You see, we can only be made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, the blood of Jesus gives freedom, brings life, gives forgiveness, and allows us to have a personal relationship with the one true living God as He anoints us with the Holy Spirit. It is only by His blood that we are made holy so we can be in His presence. 1 Peter 1:2 says, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed Him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. You see, we have only been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:12 says, so also Christ suffered to die outside the city gate to make His people holy, by means of His own blood. You see, it is the precious blood of Jesus poured out for the forgiveness of our sin, so that we, His people, those who are in Christ Jesus, are made holy. We are made holy by means of His blood alone. Hebrews 13:20 through 21 says, now may the God of peace, who brought you up from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with His blood, may He equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him forever and ever. Amen. You see, the blood of Jesus washes away sin. The blood of Jesus makes us whole. The blood of Jesus makes us white as snow. How precious is the blood of Jesus? Well, it's worth anything you could ever imagine, because it's only the blood of Jesus that can make us whole, that can make us new, that makes a way for us to come into the kingdom of heaven. Will you believe today that Christ Jesus paid the ultimate price so that your sin could be forgiven, so that you could once again, we could once again, have that walk with the Father because of what He accomplished upon the cross and then rising from the grave, conquering sin and death. My prayer today is that you have Him as Lord and Savior of your life, and you understand the precious, precious gift of the blood that was poured out for you. It leads us into our next song. It's by House Fires, and it's a song called The Blood.
Everything changed. It's getting harder to recognize the person I was before I encountered Christ. I don't walk like I used to. I don't talk like I used to. I've been washed from the inside. I've been washed from the inside out. I was washed from
I was washed from the inside.
The blood of Jesus. nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You see, guys, it all comes down to this. Because Jesus rose from the grave, because he lives, we also will live. Those who call upon his name and are made new in Christ Jesus, we will be with him for all eternity. That is his promise. It leads us into our last song for the day by Caleb and Kelsey. It's a song called Because He Lives.
I believe in the Son. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen.
Will you allow your soul to join the one who forever lives? My prayer is that you can say yes to that today. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell, live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning, right here on Living Thunder.